Well, that was Battle Cry of Freedom from Ken Burns' documentary, The Civil War. And I'm thrilled to have in the studio here with me, Philip Otto, Artistic Director of the Huntsville Ballet. Welcome, Phil.
Oh, thank you so much for having me this morning.
Well, we're here to talk about your upcoming performance, and it's called Unplugged. What does that mean in ballet terms? I know what it means musically. It's like an acoustic version, but what does this mean for the ballet?
Well, I actually took it from the musical terms because what it does, the unplugged rep gives us a chance to try new sort of experimental choreography. So I think, you know, most people, when they think about coming to the ballet, they think, oh, you know, lots of tutus and classical music. But unplugged gives us a chance to try new contemporary things or choreographing to, you know, songs of Patsy Cline, mm-hmm, or, mm-hmm, you know, just sort of out-of-the-box kind of dance.
I bet this might be the favorite thing of some of your dancers that get to do something a little different, or some of your choreographers.
It is. You know, ballet's changing a lot. And, you know, although we respect the foundation of classical ballet, you know, ballet incorporates so many different dance forms now, you know, hip-hop, African, mm-hmm, modern, you know, so ballet's changing.
Right. Right. Well, in honor of Alabama's bicentennial celebration next year, you have a unique collaborator and sponsor for this concert. You want to tell us about that?
Well, you know, knowing that it's the bicentennial of Alabama becoming the state and it's being celebrated in Huntsville this year, the actual State Arts Council asked us to think about doing a bicentennial piece. And I racked my brains on, you know, what to do. And I've always just been fascinated with the Civil War. However, I knew that, you know, I had to pick a subject about the Civil War. It's this one little teeny piece of the Civil War, and it's really a love story, mm-hmm, between a Northern soldier. His name was Sullivan Ballou. He was with the Rhode Island Regiment. And he wrote his wife a letter a week before he died at the Battle of Bull Run. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I don't think his wife, Sarah, ever got the letter.
I read that, yeah, nobody found this letter until years later in a trunk.
Yeah.
So it was never delivered. That's quite the tragedy that she did not get to read this beautiful letter.
It is. In my version, she actually gets the letter.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
You know, that's the end of the ballet where she gets the letter. But mm-hmm, it's just, the letter was so poetic when I heard it on, you know, Ken Burns' The Civil War,
has
a version of it. And that's only a teeny piece of the letter. The letter is much longer than you'd actually hear on the Ken Burns version.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, I see on the poster here for this performance, our wonderful local soprano, or she's wonderful everywhere, Christy Weber. Does she have a role in this production? What does she do?
She has a huge role. She was actually the inspiration
for
me to do this ballet. About 6 years ago, we were at Nutcracker. She was playing the violin. I'm sure you were probably there also. Mm-hmm. And I was talking about doing a Civil War ballet, and she sent me the music for this version of the same letter we're talking about, only it's an operatic version that was sung at Carnegie Hall. And at first I thought, oh, I can't choreograph to this letter because it's, mm-hmm, just, it's so weird. I was used to the Ken Burns version. And, mm-hmm, and when this whole, the bicentennial came up, I thought, you know what? I don't have to choreograph this letter. I'm going to choreograph a ballet around the letter.
And I see.
So
yeah.
Christy is actually singing the letter, mm-hmm, at the very end of the ballet when Sarah receives the letter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, this sounds very innovative. And so you did the choreography for this piece.
I did.
Oh,
I did.
Wonderful.
It's been tormenting, but just because it's so emotional, the letter's so emotional,
I'm sure,
and sad, I can't imagine, you know, going into battle and leaving my wife and two kids and,
knowing you might not be coming back,
yes.
knowing full well. Well,
yes.
let's take a moment to listen to the version that's from the Ken Burns documentary. So this is not very long. And I think I would say, you know, spoiler alert, maybe if you want to hear it for the first time when you go see the ballet, you might not want to listen now. But I think many people have heard this, and we're all so fond of it. So let's take just a minute to listen to this letter from Sullivan Ballou to his wife.
A week before the Battle of Bull Run, Sullivan Ballou, a major in the 2nd Rhode Island Volunteers, wrote home to his wife in Smithfield.
July the 14th, 1861, Washington, D.C. Dear Sarah, the indications are very strong that we shall move in a few days, perhaps tomorrow, and lest I should not be able to write you again, I feel impelled to write a few lines that may fall under your eye when I am no more. I have no misgivings about or lack of confidence in the cause in which I am engaged, and my courage does not halt or falter. I know how American civilization now leans upon the triumph of the government, and how great a debt we owe to those who went before us through the blood and suffering of the Revolution. And I am willing, perfectly willing, to lay down all my joys in this life to help maintain this government and to pay that debt. Sarah, my love for you is deathless. It seems to bind me with mighty cables that nothing but omnipotence can break. And yet my love of country comes over me like a strong wind and bears me irresistibly with all those chains to the battlefield. The memory of all the blissful moments I have enjoyed with you come crowding over me, and I feel most deeply grateful to God and you that I've enjoyed them for so long. And how hard it is for me to give them up and burn to ashes the hopes of future years, when, God willing, we might still have lived and loved together and see our boys grown up to honorable manhood around us. If I do not return, my dear Sarah, never forget how much I loved you, nor that when my last breath escapes me on the battlefield, it will whisper your name. Forgive my many faults and the many pains I have caused you. How thoughtless, how foolish I have sometimes been. But oh, Sarah, dead can come back to this earth and flit unseen around those they love, I shall always be with you in the brightest day and the darkest night. Always. Always. And when the soft breeze fans your cheek, it shall be my breath, or the cool air, your throbbing temple, it shall be my spirit passing by. Sarah, do not mourn me dead. Think I am gone, and wait for me, for we shall meet again.
Sullivan Ballou was killed a week later at the First Battle of Bull Run.
And that was the narration and music taken from the score for Ken Burns' PBS documentary called The Civil War, and also the subject of this unplugged performance by the Huntsville Ballet. And this performance of dance married with history should be interesting to dancers and history buffs and music buffs. You also have some offerings of modern dance set to another uncharacteristic type of music for ballet, that is. Tell me about that.
We do. We have actually two other pieces that aren't classical ballet and don't really tell a story. One's a contemporary piece by Gina Guerrera, who's one of our faculty members and a great choreographer. And another great choreographer I have and asked to create a piece for Unplugged, her name is Susan Kelly.
Okay.
And Susan chose to choreograph the songs of Patsy Cline, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And I've seen the piece in rehearsal. It is so much fun for all those Patsy Cline fans out there.
It's, well, so what type of costume do you wear for a Patsy Cline ballet? are they in traditional? They're not in traditional tutus
no,
or
no.
No.
It's more like a, you know, sort of 60s. What people would wear back in the 60s.
Okay.
Sort of a country 60s look.
Right, right.
You know, when Patsy was famous, 60s, 70s. Well, she's still famous, but you
right.
know.
Right. Well, that's what I was saying. Even if you think you may not know the music of Patsy Cline, I know you will recognize it when you hear it. Let's take just a moment to listen to a couple of short songs by Patsy Cline.
Heartaches, heartaches, my loving you meant only heartaches. Your kiss was such a sacred thing to me. I can't believe it's just a burning memory. Heartaches, heartaches, what does it matter how my heart aches for you. Heart aches, heart aches. My loving you meant only heart aches. Your kiss was such a sacred thing to me. I can't believe it's just a burning memory. What does it matter how my heart breaks? I should be happy with someone new, but my heart aches for you. Heartaches, heartaches, what does it matter? Just remember, darling, all the while you belong to me. See the marketplace and old Algiers. Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember when a dream appears, you belong to me. I'll be so alone without you. Maybe you'll be lonesome too. Jungle when it's wet with rain. Just remember till you're home again, you belong to me. time. See the jungle when it's wet with rain. Just remember till you're home again, you
We just heard Patsy Cline, the pioneering country singer who paved the way for women to be headliners in Nashville. She was said to be the epitome of the Nashville sound. So that's going to be a fun part of this Unplugged performance. If you're just tuning in, this is Morning Blend. I'm your host, Dory Nutt, and I'm here in the studio today with Phil Otto, the artistic director of the Huntsville Ballet, and he's talking about their upcoming performance called Unplugged. And so you're going to have a little of the very untraditional dance set to Patsy Cline and to Civil War history, but you also have a little bit of what many of us would consider traditional ballet with dancers on point in tutus. I love that. I think it's not just me. There are a lot of people who love that. What else is going to be on the program that will feature this?
Well, I felt like I had such a mixture between the Civil War piece and Patsy Cline and a contemporary piece. I really needed to show the audience just one little piece of classical ballet, you know, where the foundation of all this dance came from. So we're going to be presenting the most famous White Swan Pas de Deux from Swan Lake to open up the ballet, just so audience members can experience where, you know, the classical roots of ballet came from.
Well, and for a lot of us, like I say, I'm a lover of that. That's what I love to see. I'm excited about this other, but when I go to the ballet, I love to see that. It's so beautiful, beautiful. So we actually have just a tiny bit. We have the part called Little Swans. You want to talk about that just a little bit?
Well, that's a very exciting part of Act Two from Swan Lake, and it's a very famous part. It's four little swans dancing, holding hands the whole time and dancing exactly the same steps together. Uh-huh. It's almost like, you know, how you can imagine the Rockettes, their timing when they kick their legs. Same thing in this little swans. They have to do exactly the same timing.
I can't imagine the individual and ensemble rehearsal that must go into that.
Yeah.
And how do you rehearse this? Do you have a rehearsal pianist, or do you rehearse to recorded music? How does that work?
You know, we do have a music director on staff who plays piano for us sometimes, but most of it we rehearse with recorded music. You know, simply because the consistency and the tempos for what we use on the stage. We'd love to have live music every performance, but it is very expensive.
I know,
you know
that,
we
yeah.
do Nutcracker with the symphony.
Right.
But so most of it's music on CD.
Well, speaking of which, let's take just a moment and listen to the Little Swans from Swan Lake, and you can picture the four ballerinas in your mind as you listen to this. So here we go. Thank you. that was The Little Swans from Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. And even as I'm listening to that, I can picture the ballerinas holding hands. I know I've seen videos of that. I've never seen the actual ballet of the entire Swan Lake, although mm-hmm. it's one of my goals in life. It's on my bucket list to see the entire thing. So we're here talking with artistic director Philip Otto. He's from the Huntsville Ballet Company. And we've been talking about the presentation they're going to have called Unplugged. Why don't you give us all the details so people will know when and where to go and see this?
Well, absolutely. It's at the VBC Playhouse, and we open Friday, October 26th at 7:30. We also have two shows on Saturday, October 27th at 2 okay. and 7:30, and of course Sunday, October 28th. At 2 o'clock.
Oh, it's going to be a big dance weekend here in Huntsville.
It is.
So, well, I'm so glad to have had you come by and talk to us about it. It makes me excited and wanting to see the ballet this weekend. And hope we'll get to see you again when you do your next performances here in Huntsville.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, glad you're here. Let's finish up with just a little more music heard during the Civil War. This is the Battle Hymn of the Republic.